Ever since Sandy wreaked havoc along New Jersey's coast, WNYC has been following the plight of Angelita Liaguno-Dorr, known to most of her friends as Gigi. Her waterfront restaurant in Union Beach, just across the bay from Staten Island, was destroyed in the storm, and she's been trying to come up with the money to rebuild. New Jersey Public Radio Scott Gurian reports on Gigi's efforts to return to her pre-Sandy life and yet another setback she faced this week.
5.5 months after Sandy, when Gigi finally reopened her burger and seafood restaurant at a temporary location in a different part of town, it was a scene of celebration. Jacob Bob's Bay, named after Gigi's sons Jake and Bobby, was a small sign of rebirth in Union Beach, a devastated community that desperately needed whatever good news it could get. For Gigi, it was just great to be back at work.
It feels like home in here. To hear the dishwasher going, you hear it? Can you hear it in the background? All the dishes clacking. That to me is, that's good. That's good.
But things just weren't the same. It was a slow summer, and even by last fall, she said business still hadn't picked up.
You know, I thought that perhaps it was quieter because the location, people wanted to sit on the water. The reality is that there are not a lot of people back in town.
Gigi had hoped to stay in business at this other location while she continues fighting with her insurance company to get the money she needs to rebuild at the original site. But a year later, her lease has come up for renewal, forcing her to crunch the numbers and make a tough decision.
You have to come to terms with when you cut your ties and you have to figure out something else.
So at the end of the month, Jacob Bob's will close its doors and Gigi will go back to playing the waiting game full time. She's waiting both for her lawsuit against her insurance company to wind its way through the courts, and also hoping she gets approved for a loan from the Small Business Administration so she could move ahead with reconstruction.
It's difficult. I feel like it's an endless spin cycle. And I'm tired. I want out. I want to start building.
She says she has architectural plans all drawn up and is ready to start work as soon as she gets the money. In the meantime, her regular patrons are planning a farewell party for March 30th, and a number of fundraisers are in the works. For WNYC, I'm Scott Gurian.